It's time for Slap Shots with the president and GM of the Ice Bears, who started the season in fantastic fashion by just taking down Macon and teaching them a lesson or two. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me on. Always a great intro. Those are great classic hockey intros. Those are so awesome. But great. Obviously, just like you said, our opening night last Friday was it was everything I'd hoped it would be. It was our 20th anniversary, and when we opened the doors, I mean, we knew we were going to have a good crowd, but our walk up was fantastic, and the people just kept coming. It was great to see. After only being able to put 1,500 to 2,000 in the building last year, we were close to 4 for opening night, so that's a great sign for us.
So did you have any cake left over?
We had a little bit left over. We gave it to the boys after the game, and they devoured it. But it was indeed the biggest cake I'd have ever seen. So it, we had balloons everywhere. It was Chili Bear's birthday. The fans sang happy birthday to Chili Bear. It was just, guys played tough. We really and truly only had 4 or 5 faces in the lineup from last year's team. There were so many guys that want to be Ice Bears, want to be here all year. They came out, they played physical. We basically dominated the game for the most part, obviously won 3-1. But, like I always say, a great thing for a GM is a great promotion, a great crowd, a win, and a couple fights. And that all those things happened, and couldn't have been happier.
Was the fan Boney a hit?
I'm telling you what. We had aspired to get one for a long time, and it was a huge hit. It came out after the warm-up, and people were just like, what is that? We had 12 people in it. And then after the first period and after the second period, it came out in front of the regular Zamboni. And obviously to put 12 people in it and just wave to the crowd, have a lot of fun, it's going to be a hit all year long. It's going to be an upsell for our group sales. And like I said, it's already been asked to be at a couple different parades, so... So it's definitely a hit, and we're looking forward to having that going around all year.
Hey, Mike, with folks excited about going to watch hockey after COVID last year, how are season ticket sales, box seats, group tickets, how are they going?
Outstanding. Especially our box seats, which are right on the glass. There's you can buy a box of 12, and you get service right to the box. Talking to our ticket staff in our Monday morning meeting, it's like some of these games are being sold out on the boxes right away. But a lot of things we're doing right now is just reaching out to businesses and seeing what they're doing for their Christmas parties and their staffs. And we have games that you buy a group of 12 or more, everybody in the group gets a $25 Ice Bear hat. So it's nice to be able to do groups again and not have to socially distance anybody. The crowd was so, like, especially when one of our guys dropped the gloves the other night, it's so electric in there. I know the building holds 5,000, but, group sales and season ticket sales especially, we're getting right back up to the number that we were at, right around 1,300, 1,400 in season ticket sales. And that's awesome. Just the response we're getting from people just to be able to do what we've been doing for so many years and at full capacity again. We're, the staff's excited. They're doing a great job. And, it was just nice to be back in the element last Friday night and just hearing the building roar.
You are, of course, celebrating 20th anniversary or 20th season, and you've got some really great looks. But along with what you're wearing on the home ice, you always do such a great job of coming up with different and unique looks to drop in throughout the course of the season. Do you know how many specialty nights that you'll have when it comes to Ice Bears jerseys?
Yeah, absolutely. We wore our 20th anniversary jersey, which will be our thirds. They're gray. They looked awesome. We sold a ton of replicas for that game, but we go on the road tomorrow night, so we're wearing our whites. Those are a different look than we've ever done before. But yeah, great question. We have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle jersey that we've designed. We have a hockey top, all vol night. It's a really cool design. SantaCon, Ink in the Rink. We're doing another Preds jersey. We're doing Peanuts Night again, and St. Patrick's, right around St. Patrick's Day. So St. Hat-Tricks will be a really cool jersey as well. So a lot of great promotions that tie into these jersey nights. But, you know, it's so awesome to see our fans come to the games in their hockey jerseys and that they purchased over the years or won at an auction. So we got a ton of them. They're all great designs this year.
Well, you guys never disappoint in that regard. Now, with Halloween right around the corner, I've got to imagine you're going to have something fun connected to that.
Yeah, so like I said, we're on the road tomorrow night, but we're back in action on the following Saturday on the 30th. That's our Wiener Dog race night number one. And then the very next day we're doing trunk or treat for the kids in the plaza before the game, and that game is on Sunday at 3 o'clock. So a quick turnaround for two back-to-back home games. But, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. You know, especially Wiener Dog race night never disappoints, usually sells the building out. You know, and anybody listening that has a Wiener Dog that hasn't put them in a race, it's something to be seen. And like I said, we're racing a lot of things this year on our promo calendar, so it's going to be a fun year. And like I said, if it's any indication of how last Friday night went, you know, we're going to have a great season of attendance and a lot of fun things planned.
Hey, Mike, for those that don't know, what entails trunk or treat?
Trunk or treat is just we have a bunch of vendors that we have come and they set up their cars, their vehicles, their business vehicles, whatever it is. And they just have they open up the back of their trunks and you know, just give candy to the kids, and the kids are dressed up before the game, and it's just another family friendly thing that we do. You know, it's in the daytime, so it's a safe environment around before the doors open. So it's a fun thing.
And I wonder with the NHL having started recently, how much excitement have you seen from your fan base just about following the NHL as well?
Well, it's great, you know, and it's on ESPN this year, so it's being heavily covered, and it's you know, obviously we're really closely with the Predators. We have some great contacts with the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, it's just nice, like I said, it's neat to see our fans come to the games in their favorite hockey jerseys. If it's not an Ice Bear jersey, it's just a hockey jersey that they've had for years and that they covet, and it's a great buzz. It was a great buzz just all around the building, you know, leading up to the game. There was some nerves, I guess, always getting that first game out of the way. When you've got new sponsors and new partners and all the production that goes into the game and everything has to hit at a certain time, you know, just stuff like that. It was great to get it off the ground. It was just great to see a lot of people again that we hadn't seen in a while.
Have you seen a Seattle Kraken jersey yet at the Civic Coliseum?
I have not seen one of those yet, but I fully expect to. Those are great jerseys. Those are great jerseys as well.
They sure are. And of course, how are the folks up in Sarnia and of course the other listeners from north of the border in London?
Well, they're doing great. I appreciate it very much. Hockey's the Ontario Hockey League is up and going again, where they kind of took a hiatus as well for COVID. Canada's a little different animal when it comes to the different things that they're doing. Like I said, my parents literally live on the border, on the lake, and they can see the bridge to the United States, but they can't cross it in a car, but they could drive to Toronto and fly. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me, but, you know,
wow.
that's what's going on up there. But hopefully I'll get to see them here soon, and they'll get to see some games live. But I got to spend some time with my grandmother. That's she's been a season ticket holder for the Junior A team in Kingston, Ontario, for years. And like I said, she's 91, so she's a huge hockey fan. She's seen some hockey games in her time, I'll tell you. But they got to see her. So all things good in Canada. That's great.
Wonderful. So if you would, set the table. And you guys do such a great job of getting fans together to watch when you are on the road. Where do folks gather to watch the Ice Bears when you're away from home? And tell folks again when your next home dates are?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. We inked a deal with Union Place just in Bearden. They have a huge screen that the Ice Bears games are going to be broadcast on every road game, and Joel Silverberg will be our play-by-play guy. We expect a lot of fans there. Union Place has become a great partner of ours, and So that's where we'll be tomorrow night, watching the game. Our fans will be, and throughout the season. So they'll have different specials. I encourage them to come up with specialty drinks like a slap shot or a penalty shot or something fun. So we'll see how that turns out. But it's going to be a great place to watch the game. And then obviously next Saturday night, it's Wiener Dog Race number one. And like I said, if you have a Wiener Dog race or know somebody, or have a Wiener Dog or know somebody that has one, just simply call the office and they'll hook you up to come down and race your dog on the ice. And then, like I said, quick turnaround is a Sunday afternoon game. We have a few weird games, weird times this year. It'll be a 3 o'clock start on a Sunday afternoon, on Halloween. So it'll be trunk or treat. Kids get to walk around in the plaza outside the Coliseum and get some candy from the different vendors. And, it'll be a great weekend next weekend at home for us, for sure.
Well, good luck to the Ice Bears away from home, and can't wait to see them back on the home ice. Mike, thank you as always, and best of luck with everything.
Guys, thanks so much for the support as always, and we'll get 2 points on the road tomorrow night and bring it on home.
Go get it.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Mike Murray, president and GM of the Ice Bears, joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.